Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Graham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Warren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny G. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny G. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The right fielder, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Usher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Claude Corbett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Beggs. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Beggs. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Frey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. G fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball four. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frey moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. G hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a pop-up towards third. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 1 in the game. Whittek hits a pop-up towards short. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Rigney trying to get to third. Clay throws the ball into Hatton, who tags Rigney for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatton is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. G fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno strikes out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. Usher hits a fly ball into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Warren strikes out. One out. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. G is 0-for-1 in the game. G hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-2 in the game. Witek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-1 in the game. Corbett hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Beggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clay hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Warren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a pop-up towards the mound. Beggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. G fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Witek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamarno hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Warren strikes out. There goes Kerr. The throw from Lamarno to second, and Kerr is out. Two outs. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. G is 0-for-2 in the game. G hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-2 in the game. Usher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-2 in the game. Corbett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Usher moves to second. Bucky Walters pinch hits for Joe Beggs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball towards center. Marshall catches it and throws to second to double up Usher. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Malloy now pitching. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitek takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall bunts towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitek moves to second. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Warren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny G is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. G is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. G hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamarno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Vandermeer pinch runs for Ray Lamarno. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Usher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vandermeer moves to second. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Corbett bunts towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Vandermeer moves to third. Usher moves to second. One out. Ray Mueller pinch hits for Bob Malloy. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vandermeer scores. Usher moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Junior Thompson now pitching. Eddie Lucan pinch hits for Dane Clay. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.